This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Yesterday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved genetically modified salmon for human consumption. The fish is primarily an Atlantic salmon, but it has genes from a Chinook and a bottom dweller to make it grow extra fast on less food. It's called Aqua Advantage, but Alaska's industry and congressional delegation call it Frankenfish. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young say they will work to pass a bill requiring that the fish be labeled as genetically engineered. Food and Drug Administration guidelines make such labeling optional. The U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday, on National Rural Health Day, announced $2.3 million in grants to support telemedicine and distance learning programs in Alaska. Jim Nordland is the Alaska State Director of the USDA Rural Development Program. He says some of the grants, such as $420,000 going to the North Slope Borough, will be used to link health clinics and hospitals. He says the new internet connections will improve access to emergency medical care, behavioral health, and other medical services.
You can only have limited skills amongst the health aides. You certainly can't have a doctor or physician in each village, but if you can you can do certain diagnoses and certain even examinations using telemedicine equipment that can be supervised by a doctor at a hospital, say in a hub community like Bethel or Barrow. This form of telecommunication or telemedicine has actually been pioneered in Alaska over the years. And the grants that we provide through USDA, just assist in helping to improve those systems.
Other grants, Nordland says, will go to improve distance learning.
In smaller villages, they can't afford teachers of several different disciplines. And so some of those disciplines are actually taught from the school district headquarters where you can get more economy of scale there. And it's an effective way of delivering programs to isolated rural areas like we have in the village setting.
One of the largest grants will go to the Yukon Koyukuk School District, which includes schools in Allakaket, Hughes, Caltag, Koyuk, Manly Hot Springs, Minto, Nulato, and Ruby. Technology Director Luke Meinert says the district has done what it could to stretch the capabilities of the one or two video conferencing units it now has in each of the district's 9 schools. They created a bridge to allow people to join the network with mobile devices or laptops, but he says that wider access came with a price of lower quality.
You know, like let's say the instructors showing her screen, she's, you know, showcasing something that they want the students to see, and that's sometimes lost in, just showing over a laptop or a desktop. Even when it's projected, it kind of gets funky. And then the instructor will be able to see the students much better because they're just currently, in some of our schools, they're just relying on the little camera on a laptop, which is hard to capture a large group of students.
Other USDA telemedicine and distance learning grant awards went to the Eastern Aleutian Tribes, Bering Strait School District, Alaska Children's Services, and the Kenai Peninsula School District. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has acquired a Chilkat robe that was to be auctioned off on eBay Wednesday. After the seller learned the robe was a sacred item, he allowed the institute to purchase it at the reserve price of over $14,000. Typically, these objects can fetch upwards of $30,000. There were already multiple bids. The seller, George Blucher, bought the robe at an Illinois flea market 25 years ago. He thought it was a fake, but that seller told him it was purchased at an estate sale and had been brought back sometime after the Yukon Gold Rush. The clan of origin is unknown. The robe is a raven design and appears to be a funerary object. In a statement, Blucher said when he learned the robe had religious significance and a spiritual presence, he knew it needed to return home. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute expects the Chilkat robe to arrive in Juneau later next week. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.